Dina, thanks. As the CDC warns people to avoid gatherings for the Thanksgiving holiday to help slow the spread of COVID-19, many are still planning to travel. AAA is predicting more than 50 million Americans will be flying or driving this year. The TSA released these numbers from this weekend. Across the nation, more than 2 million people passed through airport security yesterday and on Friday. While that may seem like a lot, that's down more than 50% from the same time a year ago. AAA is predicting nearly 2.5 million people will fly for the Thanksgiving holiday. That is expected to be the largest one-year decrease on record. Passengers at various airports around the nation say their flights are full. However, the need to be around family during this time outweighs the risk.
I've been from Dallas to Chicago to Columbus, picking up my daughter, and now I'm flying back to Dallas. It's just important to see family. I mean, we miss them, we want to see them, and we're doing everything that we can do to be safe.
I'd already planned this trip back in August, so we talked about it, but we'd already spent the money, and you know, I really want to see my mom. I only get to see her once or twice a year if I'm lucky, so we decided to go ahead and come in.
Thanksgiving's my mom's favorite holiday, so I mean, I had to go for that. It's been about 8 months. I used to live with my mom. It was a very tough decision, especially because, like, I have a lot of family down in Colorado. I want to see them really bad.
While there's a major drop in traveling by air this Thanksgiving holiday, drivers shouldn't expect to see much relief on the road. AAA says nearly 48 million people will drive to their destinations this year. That's about 2 million less than 2019, so not a major change. Those who are driving this year are expected to go shorter distances, also reduce the number of days spent away from home. People are encouraged to minimize the number of stops along the way by packing meals and drinks. Also, make sure your vehicle is ready for a trip so you can avoid a breakdown. Now, the decrease in flying and driving this year is a small amount compared to other forms of travel like bus, train, and cruises. Just 353,000 people, rather, are expected to travel by those for the Thanksgiving holiday. That's down 1.5 million from last year, a drop of more than 75%.